This is Akashvani. The news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is likely to hold a rally in Mumbai's South Central Lok Sabha constituency in Maharashtra today. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will be in Uttar Pradesh, Odisha and Jharkhand today. In UP, he is likely to address a rally in Amethi Lok Sabha constituency. In Jharkhand, he is likely to attend a roadshow in Ranchi Lok Sabha constituency. Mr. Shah is also scheduled to address the party's Vijay Sankalp Yatra at Rourkela in Odisha. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma is scheduled to hold four public meetings at Kabisurya Nagar, Kanta Banji, Loisingha and Delang Kanas today. Indie Alliance is organizing a rally on Bandra Kurla complex ground in Mumbai. Congress President Mallikarjun Khadge, Delhi's Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, Senior Leader Sharad Pawar, Uddhav Thackeray and other leaders of the Indie Alliance are expected to address the rally. Today is the last date of withdrawal of candidature for the seventh phase of the Lok Sabha polls. A total of 57 Lok Sabha constituencies in seven states and one union territory will go to poll in this phase on the 1st of next month. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in the Union Territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and last phase. The counting of votes for all the phases will take place on the 4th of June. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that the Election Commission is a marvel to the rest of the world. In an interview to a media house in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi stressed that it is his government's responsibility to showcase its exemplary work to the world. He added that in a democracy, elections must not be compartmentalized as merely losing or winning. He said elections provide an opportunity to convey a party's message directly to the people without any dilution or diversion. World Telecommunication and Information Society Day is being observed today to raise awareness of the possibilities that the use of the Internet and other information and communication technologies, ICTs, can bring to societies and economies. On this day, the country celebrates its extraordinary digital journey of empowering its citizens and its emergence as a global leader in the digital sphere. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that severe heat wave conditions are very likely to prevail in some parts of West Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi till the 20th of May. East and Central India are also likely to witness heat wave conditions from the 18th of this month. IMD also predicted heat wave conditions over Northwest India and Bihar for the next 4 days. Punjab has been experiencing scorching heat for the last few days. The Met Department has predicted a further increase of heat in the coming days. The state government has announced the summer vacation in schools from the 1st of June. In Kerala, the Met Department forecasts heavy rains to continue in the coming days. Yellow alert is issued in 6 districts today and orange alert is issued in Palakkad and Malappuram districts for tomorrow. In Telangana, heavy rains lashed Hyderabad city and its outskirts last evening, bringing the much-needed relief to people from heat. India's number one women's paddler Manika Batra and veteran Sharad Kamal will spearhead a six-member Indian table tennis team for the Paris Olympics 2024. The squad was announced by the Table Tennis Federation of India yesterday. All six players for the Indian Olympic table tennis team were selected based on world rankings. In women's boxing, reigning world champion Nikhat Zareen, along with three other pugilists, enter the finals of the Eldora Cup 2024 in the Kazakhstan capital Astana. Nikhat registered an impressive 5-0 win over the local Tomiris Mirzakul in the women's 52-kilogram semi-final yesterday. In 48-kilogram category, Meenakshi bagged her win against Kazakh boxers Gulnaz Buribayeva, while Manisha in 60-kilogram category defeated Tangata Rasem. In 50-kilogram category, Anamika was adjudged victorious after her opponent, Kazakhstan's Gulnar Turabbe, was disqualified for excessive holding after three warnings. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad qualified for the IPL playoffs after their match against Gujarat Titans was abandoned without toss. Today, Mumbai Indians will take on Lucknow Super Giants at the Wankhede Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.